Visiting today with John Rosa. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Here.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Good.
Welcome to the earlier hour.
Yeah.
Wake up. Yeah, Mike, you haven't been busy. So for me, watching the weather, Thursday's coming again for the landfill.
Seems to be a trend with Thursdays lately. I don't know. That's
a little bit of a challenge down there.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. The mud season just seems to be going on and on and on and on right now. And, oh, it's rough. I tell you what. But, you know, we do what we can and get through it, put down rock when necessary, and pull a lot of people out and keep focused on let's get through this.
Try to. At least you got enough big equipment you can pull each other.
That's right. Yep.
I'm guessing some of it pretty is – that's got to be a real challenge. I mean, you know, you get down there and up and down the hills and trying to compact things in mud.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got away from the new cell we opened in the last year, and we're using it a lot. Well, you know, that's down the bottom, so extra gooey down there. So we've actually been up on top for quite some time, hoping to get back down. Really wanted to get back down. Been trying to lay out this timeline. By when? Well, I don't know. But, you know, we have to do.
Maybe deal it'll, with what maybe it'll dry out in June. I don't know.
Maybe. Wow.
That is one of the, I mean, you know, just the operations thing that people just really don't think about it. And garbage guys, they know. They're out there and you're pulling them out.
Out of there. Yep, that's right. And we get the calls, you know, be like, is it muddy? Like, yeah, it's really muddy. You know, it's miserable. And, if you can wait, you know, please wait until it's a better timing to come out. Maybe, you know, if you have that load you just want to get rid of so desperately, wait till it gets cold. In a few days, it's supposed to get cold again in the morning. Maybe it'll be firm enough that you can get in there before it thaws out, loosens up again. So, you know, no promises. Hopefully that will happen.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, one of the challenges of operations year-round, you're outdoors, and unfortunately it's not enclosed.
That's right. No dome yet.
Yeah, no dome yet. Well, let's talk about some of the other big things going on. Of course, one of the big things we want to keep reminding folks is recycling, and it is a voluntary effort locally, not mandatory, voluntary. And you got to appreciate, again, as I say just about every time, some people really, really want to be helpful, but sometimes you just got to know, say, no, this can
that's
go.
Right. Yep. The passionate ones that really want everything to be recycled, and wow, that would be wonderful if it could, but fact is it can't. We have to have a market for it. We have to have a place for our recycling to go, and that's, we work with Mid-American Recycling. It's actually Shoepan Recycling out of Des Moines. They actually came up a couple weeks ago, a couple of their representatives, the guy that we've dealt with for quite some time, and worked with wonderfully, and then a new guy that they had come on board, and they visited our operations, and you know, they looked in the trailer and saw what we do, and the new guy was particularly impressed and very complimentary of the material we send along to them, and said some of the best stuff that they get. So, you know, kudos to the residents that are doing the right thing and limiting how much stuff we do pull out. We don't pull out nearly the amount that we used to, but it still is a good delicate balance, I guess, on how much we send to Shoepan, what they can handle, and keep it in good condition, so without being extremely labor intensive on our end. So good job, Boone County residents. If you're doing the right thing. If you're not, if you're using it like another garbage can in your service, please don't do that. But do the right things, follow that sign, and please stick to it. There's always the I deal with that at home too. Can this be recycled? Well, no twist top lid or not on a plastic container. And well, it should be. And like, I know.
Yeah.
But let's just stick to the guidelines.
I get that.
That's it.
I get that. You know, well,
I'm with you.
People always ask, because they still, I mean, they mean so well. They want to, you know, have the latex paint properly handled.
Yes.
You can dry it out, throw it away.
Yep.
I mean, but, you know, and they don't like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
You know. Well, that's at least the last thing I heard.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit, because we are getting back to that springtime. Yes. April,
yes.
You guys will start doing the household collection, the Saturday household collection events. It's always, you started doing this the first Saturday, And usually springtime, people are cleaning up, you know, finding, I had this out in the garage and it froze over the wintertime. Don't know if it's going to be any good or not and stuff like that. So if they're looking at, you know, some of that material, and again, we're not talking for people that are in the business of applying the products and stuff like that, but herbicides, pesticides, those are the things really we're talking about, fertilizers and stuff. Yep. There are ways that you can get those properly disposed of. And Saturday morning is our collection event. Saturday mornings, you do it, you're open to receive.
Yeah.
You do it with appointments other times, but Saturday morning is really the one.
Yeah. That's in the first Saturday of each month. Yes. And we'll start that back up in April. And April 1st, no fooling, is our first Saturday collection event of the household hazardous waste. And as you touched on there, Jim, that it's always a good reminder that it's for residents. If you're a business, a corporation, farmers, for that matter, too, that's their business. The Metro Waste Authority throws out the reminder to us that be sure that you're, you know, asking where it's coming from and if it's from a business, and that includes farming. So farmers are not able to use that. We'll still work with them.
Sure.
It's just a fee charged to it instead. So the amounts that we pay, we charge a per capita fee that helps to offset some of the costs of that household hazardous waste collection program. So use it, you know, but use it for what it's intended for. And we're talking about residents doing that cleanup, as you mentioned, you know, not latex paint, but the oil-based paint, the herbicides, pesticides. A new one is that we're really going to push more. You'll hear a lot about it if you follow Facebook and website too, is about batteries. And we're going to commit to doing this. We talked about it last year for a while. It's like, we need to start doing this. And it's not going away. And it's just, there's more and more batteries out there, it seems like. But we're taking them all now. So bring them out. Use them. You know, don't just, hey, it's time to get rid of these, or, well, there's still some life left in them. Use that up. Always do that before you do that. But we will take all those batteries. All batteries are collected. The ABCs, all batteries collected. And we're going to do that. We're really going to push that for those Saturday ones, especially. Sure. We can grab those and get them processed. They have to be handled correctly. And that's the thing. They're going to be separated. We're working with a company called A Recycle, and we can bag them up, package them, contain them so that they're safe, and then throw them in the same container. So we'll help you out. If you would do your part, listeners, on those batteries, stick them in a plastic bag or tape the ends. We're talking electrical tape or just regular old...
something just so they don't make contact.
Yep, that's it.
So, otherwise, they start they get real hot.
It can be shocking. So wrap them in tape, duct tape, not masking tape, but the clear, the Scotch tape, and electrical tape are options.
Yeah.
Strap those ends. Actually, AB or the Call to Recycle says just the positive end.
Okay. So, all right.
Seems good, but I'd just do them both. I'd just make one little quick loop, and that's what I do at home anyway.
But again, that's something you guys did agree to start doing it because somebody said, okay, we think we've got a market. We can do this. Yep. So.
And there's an expense on our end with it. Yeah. We have to buy the box and the supplies for it, handling it, of course. There's, you know, some of those things, but there's a lot of value. We want to make sure we're doing the right things with it. On our side also, the little kicker is we can contain all that stuff that has all that energy and remove it from the landfill so that we would maybe prevent fires from happening. So, and that's one that's always out there. You talk to any other landfills, recycling centers, the resource recovery plant over in Ames, all that they deal with too. Everyone's been fighting that battle, I guess, of prevention is so big. So this is one way we're trying to prevent those fires from happening.
So for those that always wanted to, and there were people that did, what do I do with all these?
And there's so many of them, and they're so powerful anymore, too. You look at the battery-powered equipment that's out there. We're not, you know, it was quite a big thing when you could get a leaf blower or, back in the day. Then it went to chainsaws. Well, now you can get a riding lawnmower running off rechargeable battery packs.
Those things are
pretty
big.
Amazing. Yeah.
They're big. Well, yeah, there's a lot out there. A
lot of potential energy there. So we want to make sure
Not even going to approach you about what do we do with electric vehicles and the batteries they've got. So that's a whole other category. Again, that's one of the things you'll do. That's for part of that household opportunity, household hazards. You know, if you happen to be doing some cleaning up during the week or something like that, now, the first one's going to be April 1st, as we said, but then we'll have another one coming up on, May 6th?
Yep.
And then the one in June gets associated with the citywide cleanup in Boone.
That's right. That's when we come to town. We bring Metro Waste brings their trailer into town as well. And it's a bigger event, much more convenient. But that's June 3rd from 9 to 11, usually at DMAC. I'm confident we're going to work with them again. Yeah. We need to finalize that. But yes, then if you miss that time or you miss that one, it was always before that you had that one event for Boone residents anyway. Oh, I missed June 3rd. Well, you know, we got this. However, it's going to be at the landfill and on these other days. So know the location.
Yep.
The June one is here in Boone.
October
is in Madrid. Yep. And then all the other ones on those Saturdays are at the landfill. So
and easy to do. You just go out there, go in the recycling entrance, go past the main entrance where the gate, and somebody will take care of you there too.
You bet.
All right, let's talk about one of the other challenges coming up. and it is a challenge because, again, it's free yard waste.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to have open burning coming up, and I know people... want you've got some people that are just passionate about bringing it out there.
Yep.
I know you would love it if they all started doing their at-home composting and stuff. That's not going to happen.
Wishful thinking. Yeah,
but it does create challenges because it does take time, manpower, hours that you guys have to work it.
Certainly, yes.
I mean, it's the same if you do composting at home. If you're doing it right, you are spending time working on it.
Yeah. Takes some time, takes some energy. On our end, it takes quite a bit of time, and it can take a lot of energy as well, depending on the situations. But biggest thing, can't emphasize enough, for the free yard waste to limit on how much of a burden, I guess, it can be at times. Don't put your garbage in there. It's yard waste, and your swing set did not grow in your yard.
Yeah.
We're talking natural things. The 2x4s, you always ask about the 2x4 tree.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
I still haven't found one.
No, but... I don't think we have one around here. So that doesn't go. I understand it's wood. I understand, it came from a tree, but it's not. It didn't grow that way. So we're talking natural things. Clean out your weeds. That's fine. Grass clippings. I would really push, to reconsider bagging all your grass clippings. I understand keeping it in pristine shape, but you're missing the opportunity to recirculate those nutrients back into your ground and back into your lawn again. So, but they're fine. It grew.
Yeah.
Leaves off of trees, branches, that kind of stuff. Trees themselves, we can work with you. We can take bigger stuff to a limit. We're trying to figure out how we can accommodate like root balls if a tree is uprooted.
Oh yeah,
and those are
Well, derecho gave you a lot of material.
Ooh, boy, yeah,
a lot of material.
Yeah. So, you alluded to the what it is for us, and we've staffed it in past years, and we didn't this past year for a variety of concerns, I guess, and situation, but. And it went pretty well overall on checking on how much garbage was thrown in there and picking those out. But, there's time. If you're throwing, just a plastic bag or that can falls out and who cares? No, you need to take that back out with you. So don't just throw it all in your vehicle and dump it out there. That's going to be a time burden upon us. But then after that, you look at a massive pile of stuff. Then what happens? That's something that we have to handle. We have to grind and mulch it up so that we can be broken down, turn into compost, used for final cover. So, there's a lot going on. We're running some big equipment to get that all ground up just so we can use that. So the truth of the matter is we put it to good use, but it takes a lot.
So again, for those that don't want to burn things like that, this is good. This is a thing you can do, but it you got to realize it does carry a cost associated with it too. It's free for you to bring it there.
Kind of like recycling, and you go back to, we mentioned recycling before. There's certainly a cost with that, and probably the most financially sound thing would just be to bury everything. But unfortunately, there's some costs associated with that, with recycling, but it's still the right thing to do. Let's put it to use. If we would expand it more and make it a much more elaborate system, maybe there's something that could be financially sound. But how where we are right now in the world with things, that there is some cost associated with it. So in the recycling aspect, so sure. Same thing with the yard waste.
Well, we do know that again, once we hit April, that brings up Earth Day. That's one of the things, and I know you get some people are good about going out cleaning ditches and things like that, or just taking that bag along with them while they're out for a walk and picking up litter and stuff. That's part of what Earth Day is all about.
It is. Yep. Give back a little bit. If you're going on walks, go ahead and pick that stuff up. That Earth Day, April 22nd, I really want to push more towards getting all of our Adopt-A-Road groups, companies, families, whichever it is that have adopted stretches of road around the county to go out that day and pick up their stuff. So we're going to push more for that. If you're one of those involved in that group, we're going to be contacting you, reaching out, seeing if you could participate that day, have bigger push, be a little more, I guess, obvious in our intents and cleaning up our county around the area that day. So looking for other projects as well, and love to work with somebody, anybody that is doing some things out there, and we can publicize for everybody else too.
Hey, you can do that.
Yes.
You guys can do that? Well, I know. And you've got the supplies. If you're going to adopt an area, I just could say adopt an area, because we know Seven Oaks has adopted the boat ramp.
Yes.
And stuff. And that's one of the places, because they've got people that are around there and they just take care of
them. They go there, so they just pick them up. Yeah. And it's wonderful they do that, certainly. So,
yep. But, well, we've got several that have. I know there's some 4-H clubs in there that do it and things like that, too. So.
And you don't have to be a group. You could be a family. It doesn't have to be an organization. It could be a business.
And it doesn't need to be a long length of... And basically, you guys are talking about county roads, the county roads and stuff. And a lot of people don't get to see that.
Yeah. So. Yep. And work with us too. We have certain areas that we want adopted. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it official, we just ask you get out there a couple times a year. But we'll supply bags, vests, grabbers as much as we can. One thing with getting everybody on that Earth Day push to get out and clean is, do we have enough vests? Do we have enough grabbers? Uh-huh. Do we have that? So we're accumulating supplies, if you will, and may not have enough grabbers for everybody if this goes as well, but frankly, in my own efforts in cleaning up a stretch of road, is almost easier just to pick it up by hand. It's a little more bending and stuff, but
we'll get there.
Yep. It's easier to grab and hold on to stuff.
So. We'll do that.
Anyway.
Okay. Again, that's just so Adopt a Road. If you want to find out about that, call.
Yep.
That's an easy way to do it. They can go online and check on the website, because I think you might have information. They can make contact through that as well. But call
0591.
0591.
Yep.
05,
there you go. Yep.
We're 1590. Never mind.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew there was something in there somewhere. 0591. Okay. But yeah, if you want to, and again, all the time. It's all part of Keep Iowa Beautiful. So, we picked that up ourselves too. Other things that are going on, what else do you have?
Getting ready for hopefully a project that we kind of started off last year getting going, was our fence project, and trying to get back to that company to see what their timeline is. Now it's like we got to wait till things kind of firm up a little bit so they can have accessibility. But putting a fencing around the property on two different sides, contain all that litter, trying to keep those darned old bags from flying out of the landfill with those. Yes, they do fly, Jim. I know you seem surprised.
No.
I did see an article that Walmart in Washington, state of Washington, is not going to supply plastic bags anymore.
No.
Crazy. Whoa. Love that idea.
Well, let's see what they do. Because before, the big push was always get those, the canvas bags and use. And then they kind of went away from those, but do we go back to them? I think the pandemic had stuff to do.
Yeah, that threw a wrinkle on a lot of stuff, but life in general. But yeah, that was, I remember when the pandemic hit, that it was, you couldn't bring the bags in anymore into the stores, and that's back off again. So let's get back to using those.
The plastic grocery bags are really the bane of your existence out there. They blow. Man. They blow. I don't care what people. Yeah. They blow, and they're all over. And again, those are they are recyclable, but you got to take them to the stores because they work with a company up in Iowa Falls. I think it is.
Yeah, a niche market for sure plastic bags. So sure glad they do that in Iowa Falls at Plastic Recyclers of Iowa, I believe is the name. They get about. Have a process to handle it all, and then turn it back into benches and parking stops, a curb stop kind of things, a variety of things. I think you were making pallets out of them for a while there too. So it was a really cool. I got to tour the place. It was quite fascinating.
I mean, how they go through that. But it keeps it out of the landfill.
Absolutely. Which is so important. It's a plastic bag. You know, what does it matter? Well, look how many plastic bags are being thrown away and how much is going in. And always, always, always keep in mind that when you throw something away, it goes to a landfill and it stays there forever. You can read stuff about, well, it'll break down in this many years and whatever else. But if you're packing it around everything else and entombing it and taking away air and oxygen from breaking it down, it's not going to break down. So keep in mind, when you throw stuff away, it stays in the landfill forever.
All right. I know we've got some citywide cleanup things. We'll talk about that next time because those are also one of those challenges. You keep doing them and the same stuff keeps coming back.
Yeah. You know? It's the same amounts, and it's every year after year, and I don't know. I've raised the question, you know, and other landfills are doing it as well, but raised the question of why do we keep doing this? And it's to clean up your community, and we're cleaning up every year after year after year after year. Are we ever going to get there? I don't know. I just asked the question.
We'll talk about that next time.
Sounds good.
John Rosas has been our guest on the program today.